You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time to check in with Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. John, what word would you use to describe that Cubs win? Okay, even two or three words?
If I can do dashes, hyphens, once in a lifetime.
Amazing.
108 years, of course. When you go back to when they last won it, Oklahoma was the 46th state. So GM was born, of course, and Mother's Day was celebrated for the very first time. Mother's Day. So that's how long ago that was.
That was a thrilling game, and I'm not
really
one
was.
To think baseball's thrilling, but everything about every moment of that game was thrilling.
It was taut with tension except for the 3 minutes between half innings for ads. That part's a killer when you have the stadium, but it was a great game. Look, these guys were down 3-1 in games, got caught twice during the last game, of course, game seven, and win it in the 10th inning, and God bless them. So if you're a Cubs fan, by the way, I don't know why you're in work today, because better than dress for 108 years.
And as so many people are saying, hey, if the Cubbies won the World Series, the Lions can make it to the Super Bowl. And they won yesterday. I know, you're kind of making a face. That was a, now, let me ask you, did you expect to see that victory yesterday? Did you expect to see that game going into overtime?
Absolutely not.
So what about that last 23 seconds?
Amazing, by the way. And they did it the right way. They were deep in their own zone. They had to get all the way down there to get a field goal. So they had one pass, quick one to the sideline for 9 yards. And then they went right up the middle with no timeouts. Now, the trick to this, non-sports fans, is the other team is covering the out-of-bounds lines because if you get out of bounds, the clock stops. So that's a free timeout, basically. If you go up the middle, the clock will not stop. They're out of timeouts. So what they did is very cool, very clever, and very disciplined. Three things I never use in describing the Lions. Matt Stafford, the quarterback, looking surprisingly good, goes right up the middle. They run up the field as fast as they can after the whistle to spike the ball, to stop the clock, and the kicker comes in and hits a 58-yard field goal. Those three things right there are things you do not see the Lions do, and then they're very smart and over time
and got Golden a Tate had that beautiful touchline dancer at the end. That was
Golden
really
Tate
something.
Is very good. If you are a Michigan State or a Michigan fan, you recall Golden Tate as the wide receiver at Notre Dame, who did a lot of damage on both those teams, but now he's on your team, the Lions. So the Lions are 5-4. In the NFL, where mediocrity sells, 5-4 is considered excellent.
Got to get your thoughts on what has turned into a true annus horribilis for Michigan State. 2-7 on the season, and they haven't won a game in the Big Ten. Is it bad players? Is it injured players? What's going on?
It's not bad players. It is a lot of injuries. It's a conflict. I hear my sources tell me between the senior grinders who earned all this and the hotshot freshmen who have not earned this and they're higher rated. So you have a conflict in the locker room. You have no leadership. So intangibles at the college level count for a lot. D'Antonio is one heck of a good coach. He built it once. He can rebuild it again. But this year, they cannot wait to throw away and start over.
I wonder how this is affecting him.
I have to say he's handled it extremely well. He's been calm and focused on TV. He's not blamed his players or his coaches. He's taken the hit. He's not given up, it seems like. But this can't be fun.
Oh, I can only imagine. And then, of course, Michigan's blowout over Maryland kept that Wolverine train rolling along nicely. We've got Iowa next weekend, then Indiana. Let's jump past that to the big one, Ohio State on the 26th. My birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday in advance, Cindy Canty.
Based on everything you've been seeing so far, care to make any predictions?
I thought that Ohio State was much better than Michigan when the season started. And they've been closing the gap ever since. Now I think it's about even. And I would not have said that a month ago. I think they still have weaknesses at Michigan. The offensive line is good but not great. They can't get injured on the offensive line between Iowa and Indiana up to Ohio State. They got 5 guys in the front line. Those guys have no one behind them. If they lose one of those guys, they're in big trouble. And Ohio State, not Iowa, not Indiana, those guys will exploit it. But Ohio State's got their own problems right now. They're in a dogfight against Wisconsin. They lost to Penn State. They're in a dogfight with Northwestern, which you don't hear very often. So that is not a powerhouse team right now.
So could be a really interesting 26th.
Got to call it about a toss-up right now because playing in the Horseshoe, which is their stadium, is one of the toughest places to play in America. They got balconies. They're right on top of you, and you hear everything.
Should be great. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon, as always, thanks, John.
Thank you, Cindy.